Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hello, my Arrow lovers. It is that time again. We're going to go into the future. I'm talking, it's season 7, episode 16, 2040. Star City 2040. Let's do it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello! Welcome! Hi!
Hi,
how is
guys?
Everybody?
Pew, 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 pew!
Matt's back.
Shooting arrows.
He's very back.
I'm back.
Yeah, hey.
Hey!
Hey! And we are so happy to be here with you. I am your host, Alicona Bradford, and I have two amazing people next to me, so let's say hello.
Hello, I am Olivia Di Bortoli.
Hello, everybody. I am Matt Marr, and Carolina is in the future right now, but she'll be back with us in the present. Next week, maybe.
Yes. Which is still a future. But you get the point.
But it's not so future. Morty! Never mind. Sorry.
Okay. All right, my lovely co-hosts at home, you know the deal. And if not, and this is your very first time here, allow me to explain. See, this side of the table belongs to you. You are co-hosting the show with us. So if you're watching live, jump into the chat, hashtag ABTV Arrow on everything social media, and let's talk. Now, the first thing we're going to do is start with hashtag who I love to hate. Yes, I'm loving that.
We're so excited today.
Who are we? Yeah, right?
Oh, no. I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm fine.
Okay. I got scared. That was close.
So if this is brand new to you, who is the actor that did such an amazing job as an actor that you hate them so much because their character is so terrible?
So terrible.
I have mine. Do you guys have yours?
We do.
I'll be a gentle lady. Matt, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm going to go first because I want to give a shout out to the chat. You guys are amazing. I already saw like three who
yes.
I love dates. Actually, Matt took mine, so I'll start with Blob. Blob said that she hates Stephen Amell for not being in this episode tonight.
Okay. I hate his abs for not making a cameo.
I hate him too for not being in the show tonight, but we were talking about maybe that's, you know, spinoff time.
Yeah.
He's getting out. But Matt said mine, and well, we talked about it earlier, the who I love to hate is the makeup artist for Felicity Smoke.
Damn.
It looked like you said, like glue.
Yeah, it looked like when you're in kindergarten you take the Elmer's glue and they did like this. They're like, here, wrinkle your forehead, let's put the glue on, and when it dries, open your eyes.
Yep. That's exactly
now you're old.
It was,
and then
you
cut
old.
Her hair a little and like made it straight.
I love Felicity Newscaster Bob. I love it. Yeah. I'm here for it. I love it. I really wish that they would make people look how they look really. Like give her a wig that's like short, like she put it in rollers in the night and then like she teased it in the morning like that. She totally has like mom hair and mom jeans. Oh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But
yeah. They didn't do that at all.
I mean, because like Dinah looks freaking beat. Like, she looks like the Crypt Keeper. You know what I mean?
Her hair is so gray.
And and Renee looks like...
Can we talk about his toupee?
Yeah.
That's oh, my God.
Yeah, they all look so old. And Felicity, they're just like...
Girl, you old now.
And, like, everybody else kind of changed their voice. It's like, if you notice, they're changing the way they even speak a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Felicity. She's like, hey, I'm still here. I'm quiet.
She did a little bit. She was, like, a little bit more soft-spoken.
I guess that's true.
She is my daughter, or whatever she said. She was a little bit more soft-spoken, but it's still very much Felicity.
She's a hot mom.
Yeah.
She's a hot mom. One of those.
Yeah. Did you come up with yours, or shall I go?
Go. Oh, damn it. No, I was talking about Felicity. So, yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, so my hashtag who I love to hate is Renee, because I just want to slap some common sense into him. I'm like, you were a vigilante for how many years of your life, and you just had someone like totally pull one over on you? How? And not even just pull one over, but like gung-ho to the point where I thought maybe he was getting paid off.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people in the chat agree with you. Chris says Renee as well, and Fantastic says Renee as well. So
thank you.
The chat agrees with you.
Does anybody say Black Star? Because that's who I love to hate this episode.
Really?
Okay. I'm on board with that.
No, just because of Carrot, she's all like, my mommy doesn't love me. And I'm like, your mom is trying to protect your ass, girl. And like,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm like, I don't know. It's like, you know, you get upset when your parents, when you find out that your, you know, your dad drank too much Strawberry Hill in high school and now you have another sibling, like in a bad way. But this is like, you have a brother, like your mother was trying to save the city, literally like be a hero. Yeah. And you're like, wah, I just wanted love. And so... she redeemed herself by the amazing fight scenes, and she had the best lines of the whole show.
Yes,
so,
she did.
Don't get me wrong. I love the character, but I just was a little bit like, come on, girl. Right. Snap out of it.
I was like, calm down a little
bit.
Yeah,
right. If Dr. Phil was here, he'd be like, chill.
Right.
You have mom issues.
But in her defense, I'm glad you brought her up because I do want to talk about her first. But in her defense, the only thing she knows is mom, Nyssa, and the woods.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so all she has is her mom, so that's all she's holding on to. So as far as throwing a tantrum, like, she doesn't know anything else. She has not been properly socialized. Yeah. She never went to school, y'all. So she hasn't been around anything. So of course she's like, me first. Just me, hello.
So and she thinks she's an only child, too.
Yeah.
So.
She's never read Lord of the Flies. She didn't know it could be worse.
Right.
It could be way worse.
Remember when you read Lord of the Flies, you're like, I'm so lucky. I could be on an island right now and, like, finding purple. That's a whole different show.
But speaking of Talia, I really like the whole sister wife thing that we saw again.
Yes.
With the Felicity and Talia
Nyssa.
Talia. Nyssa,
the actress with Katrina Nyssa. Law.
Love her.
I want Nyssa to be on the show every episode.
Me too.
Every episode.
I really like her.
Yes.
P.S. She was in a really great Christmas movie on one of those Hallmark channels. Look it up. I love her.
Hallmark movies are the best.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Hope she wasn't with Lori Loughlin's production.
Oh, God. Ooh.
She ain't working no more.
Too soon.
Yeah.
But no, I love Nyssa. You know why I loved it? It went along with my shirt, actually.
It's
you
a
don't
good shirt.
See my shirt, by the way. I'm going to brag.
You just Here get up. Is. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
There we go.
It's me. It's my body. And but it's that was so Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, like with Trainer as a kid, and literally like she comes up and she's like the mid adult. I queened out a little bit inside because you know I'm a sucker for that and I loved it.
Yeah.
And I just went into this all the time.
Yeah. Because last week we were wondering, we're like, who trained her to be this like archer? And we're like, it had to be one of these people. And then when I saw Nyssa, I was like, yes. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I loved it. Okay, so I'm thinking it's like my favorite part of the show, but when they even started the episode and she was like 2 feet tall and she was doing handstands.
And adorable.
And
so cute.
Oh my God, where did they find this child actor? I love her.
Okay, she was so cute.
Yes.
I just wanted to squeeze her.
Yes.
And bite her.
She was adorable.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, that's all. I just wanted to make sure we touched upon that first because that was like my favorite. I love seeing little girls. Like, you should, as a little girl, teach your girl how to fight. Just saying.
And they did. It was and we were kind of talking about this before, but we thought it was a good episode.
Yeah. Even though we were all not on board with the whole flash forward thing,
right.
I feel like we all kind of appreciated this episode.
I mean, I think it was Steven Starr read on Twitter, and Steven was like, y'all have dogged the flash forwards, but you're going to eat your words tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was
he like, said that.
Okay, you're right,
Steven
girl.
Starr, you're right. Okay,
you're right, girl.
Okay.
You're right. I got you.
Okay. For those who are on the podcast, we've got Matt giving some, I don't know, like baby shark hands with his, like, got you. But I will say this. I think the reason why it was so likable, and we were talking about this before we went on air, is the fact that it follows the exact same format as Arrow in the present. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, giving us all these weird baby clues for, like, 3 seconds or 30 seconds, and you're like, where does that even fit in? Okay, somebody dies. Okay, great. Whereas this is like, thank you for answering some questions of ours, but at the same time, it's like watching, instead of Oliver, we have Mia doing all these great things.
Instead of more questions, we have more answers.
Right.
Yeah.
P.S., the choreography with her as an actress, amazing.
Yeah,
the fight scene. I was watching this and even thought, well, this did feel very much like a spinoff episode. And Stephen Amell even tweeted, like, I think he tweeted last week, like, y'all are going to love this episode, handing over the reins to her, which was super gracious. But it felt either like a spinoff or I was kind of like, I think I almost would be more interested in the flash forwards, like, if like episode one of the season had started, like what if like the whole season was a flash forward and then the flashbacks were like present day? Like,
interesting.
It would have just been more. It took them a while to get here, but I'm a little more interested. But I'm still in like, wait. So we've got a daughter in the future, a sister in the present. I don't know how all of these are going to
flump
into a storyline. And then also because I'm a nerd and I've read stuff like comic books.
Right.
I'm like, how is this going to work in Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is going to happen next fall?
Right.
And everybody knows probably Oliver. Everybody feels like Oliver's going to die.
Right.
So, but maybe not.
Do you think we're going to see Oliver in any of the flash forwards?
I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, they made it seem like
or is he already
gone?
Dead?
Well, I mean, we're already doing a prediction about that. My prediction is yes.
Okay. Puddle Pirate Productions agrees with you. Says that he would agree for a spinoff show. That would be awesome, which I agree. I think that's what they're calling.
People are already doing that. But before we get too deep diving on Nerd Out, I just want to say I get so excited to read the chat and everybody in here. I love you guys and
you
ladies.
Guys are the best.
And, or you, whatever. I don't want to put pronouns. I love you people.
Should I do some shout outs? Ivan Soto, Billy Jean Girl. Hi, you guys. Matt, I already talked to you. Amani. And Chris Maley and Blob. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Blob. I love Blob. That's
Blob.
Great.
Blob 989. Always here. Hi.
That's great. Great, great, great. Okay. And before we go on to our next topic, I just want to say thank y'all again for watching, for shouting out, for commenting, for just validating us. We appreciate it.
We just need validation.
And making us the ESPN of TV talk. As you all know, and if you don't know, or tell somebody in the chat to do it, but make sure to subscribe to this on your YouTube channel. Hit the little button. Give us a rating in iTunes. That's a big deal, y'all. So give us a rating, or some of you I know, because sometimes I get nerd out and I like going to Reddit. If you're in Reddit, be like, I love this podcast. Like, because I just read it for everything. And also leave us a comment in the YouTube. We love that when you do that in the YouTube.
You sound like you're 90.
In the YouTube, leave us a comment, and I'll send you a postcard thanking you. Fragrance with a little bit of Aqua de Joe.
I don't know why.
Aqua de Joe?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What was that? You're just reminding me of Robin Williams for a second.
My first boyfriend would wear that. I don't know.
Why does
anyway,
that make him
what
old?
Are we talking about? Okay, so being a part of AfterBuzz really means a lot to us. We look forward. I missed y'all last week. Thank you. I celebrated
There's
the
a
big
lot of birthday 4-0, wishes.
And I thought of you. Thank y'all very much. I'm going to watch the episode because I know y'all did some stuff, but I've still got to watch it. But no matter what, we appreciate y'all. Thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And if you like the show and you want to talk, share it on your social medias, too.
Yes, and hop on social media. Follow all our hosts. Follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, us. I'm at yours truly, Ali Kona, with the underscores in between, especially on Instagram.
Yeah.
Shout me out and be like, hey, I'm from Arrow, which a few of you have done, and I love it.
I've actually gotten a few, too, I follow you back.
Yeah.
Ali Kona has the best action shots. So
my gosh. Ali Kona needs to be on this show.
She's
trying,
literally
y'all.
The coolest. I'm at Olavidi Bortoli. Easy everywhere.
Easy. You're, wow.
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 Her number is 555.
Okay.
I should just write my name in the bathroom stall at this point.
Olivia After Dark.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Wow.
I gotta go.
Wow. Okay. And you can follow, who cares where you can follow me? Then have our two T's, two R's. All right, let's jump in.
Okay. Wait, before, Ivan Soto just gave us the best news ever.
Okay.
So the young Mia was actually James Banford's daughter.
What? Yeah. Oh my god. Of course she is. Of course she is. Of
the
course
song coordinator.
He taught
I was like, why do I know that name?
Oh my god, I love him even more.
Yeah.
He was a guest a couple seasons ago, so check him out. He came on. It was via Skype. He's a super nice guy. He's actually the one that referred me to Jam, which you go to, too, but that's where I've done a lot of my training, too. So we love you. Super cool. Thank you for the news, Ivan. Speaking of Mia, though, before we get into the next topic, I sort of have another hashtag who I love to hate.
Okay.
And it's so bad. Okay, so I'm just going to put it out there. Like, I would love to be on this show. That would be my ultimate dream. So, casting directors, please don't hate me because I love you so much. But I got to call you out because we've done it before. But it just, because I had a whole episode of staring at Zoe, it just really upset me that Zoe is a little white girl in the beginning. Or maybe she's got some Latina in her.
She's got some Latina.
But she's straight hair. fair complected.
Yes.
And now in the future, she's curly haired.
Yes.
Like Afro-Cuban, very Latina, beautiful,
beautiful,
great actress. But it, like, is you can't get the...
They could have tried a little harder to make them the same.
Well, but in the show's although it hasn't been that long, but it really is amazing how much more aware people are getting of diversity.
Yeah.
Just since the show started.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So probably they thought,
let's make it more diverse.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, she looks really... And they're like, oh, no.
But her hair was pinned straight as a child.
Yes.
Pinned straight. And now it's, like, really curly.
And not like that got a perm. Happen. It's, like, a natural...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could... No. Well, at least... Or, yeah, I
mean, put her straight in her hair, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone agrees with you. Ivan Soto, Puddle Pirate. They're saying, yeah.
Puddle
yeah.
Pirate Harmony. Is a great name.
Yeah. Yes, it really is. Okay,
all right.
Let's talk about William just a little bit, because I want to talk...
Sassy.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. I love his relationship, though. I love it, with Black Star, yes. Do you love me. Like, you care about me.
Yeah.
I'm like, aww.
They're so cute together. I think they're going to be best friends, and I love it.
Yes.
I do like that we're seeing this kind of... I don't know why my notes are all over there. I like that we're seeing this kind of sibling kind of rivalry for them. And they both, I mean, he did too, but it's nice to see people that are main parts of the show not taking everything so seriously.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's something we kind of been missing in Arrow a little bit. Especially now that Curtis is gone.
Yeah. Right.
Why it connects with me so much is because Felicity is his mom.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
And you can tell he was raised by Felicity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you get that.
Right.
And the Felicity William relationship also reminded me of the Echo Cullum.
Echo Cullum?
Echo and Felicity relationship when they were together. Like, they're both nerding out all the time. And I was like, that, you know.
Oh, yeah. When Mia says, like, oh, great, there's two of them.
Yes, yes, yes.
When she said that, I was like, oh, it reminds me of back in the day. So,
but it's nice also, too, because Mia is very much Oliver, and William is very much Felicity, even though William is not birth.
Yeah.
Her son, they did spend that time together, and she's the one that nourished his... Not nourished him, but like when Oliver was busy being mayor, she took the time to help him with homework and really, I guess nourish his passion for math or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to see the two of them like that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I liked this. We got to see kind of, I thought they did a really good job this episode of, obviously, we got to see how much of a badass Mia is with those really, truly incredible barefoot fight scenes.
At half a shoe at one point, and then it's back and 30 seconds later.
Oh,
we won't talk about it.
Hashtag like, continuity.
It's dark. No one will like this.
But then also see him kind of in his tech element and see him really succeed.
Yeah.
And then I really felt, and they kind of started to introduce Connor more a little bit, but also too, I love that I thought it was funny that we've always seen so much of Arrow of, like, it'll be Felicity or Dinah or some girl who kind of, like, sweet-talks the guy into, like, getting the info.
Yes.
And he was totally, like, flirting with this guy just to get with it. And I was like, well, that's something I never thought I'd see on Arrow.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny.
Yeah. I thought, okay, so you said
girl, words.
Rewind.
Words.
Yep. Okay, you said sibling rivalry, and I feel like the rivalry was more so on her end versus on William's end, because he was like, cool, like, yeah, we're gonna get to know each other, and I have a sister, whereas Mia is just like, every time Felicity had a moment with William, or William saw things from Felicity's perspective, she was like...
But she was so grumpy the whole time.
However, though, how messed up is it that she walked into her mom's secret lair, and there's a screensaver of her and William, and a screensaver of, I think, Oliver? I'd be like, where am I, Mom? Yeah. Like, can I at least be an alternating photo?
That's true. I could see the anger in that. But she was the whole time just being so grumpy with her mom and not understanding any point that she was just trying to save the world.
Parents right. need a break from her children. If your kid's not going to school and you're staying around all the time, sometimes you get sick of your kids. It's fine. She wanted to go in her room and not see her daughter. It's fine.
And work on her secret plans to work save the world. Yeah, her it's secret plans.
God. Don't come for Felicity on this show, Olivia. I mean,
what? What?
Alicona. I'm sorry.
I wasn't coming for her like that. But...
Did we smoke pot this episode? No, like, what is happening?
We really didn't.
We really didn't, but I swear.
I am not easy, I swear.
We know. Nothing says you're easy like saying you're not easy. So.
So what's going on in the chat, guys? No,
what's everybody saying?
I don't even know.
Anyway.
They're chatting amongst themselves, William which is
loved
great.
It. William, okay. I loved it. And Connor Hawke is hot.
Yes.
I mean,
what is he from? He's got a familiar face.
My dreams.
Ivan Soto, where is he from? Find out.
Ivan, my husband knows everything.
Okay, but did we realize that Connor Hawke was in a relationship with Mia prior to this episode?
Is it like a relationship?
Romantically?
No, but they were obviously linked and all for it.
Yeah, I love every moment of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we knew.
Right. Well, I do like Connor's moment where he tried to explain. Well, there was the fire.
Wow. Wow.
There was that.
Yeah.
That happened. There was the Spider-Man reference. I got it out.
That was great. That was great.
And
I love
the I don't read comic books.
I know.
And I was like, that's funny. But I love the speech that he gave her because he had the very mature aspect. And again, the maturity probably comes from experiencing life, mm-hmm. which she has not.
That's true.
But him saying, you know, you have to share your parents when they're heroes. Unfortunately, you do have to take a step back. And yes, of course, instinctively, us as children want all our time with our parents. But if you can see the grander picture and the amazing things that they're doing and what a great person it takes to be able to take on that responsibility, then you can be a little bit more understanding.
Yeah. And he is also significantly older than her. You know, that's probably why he has more wisdom.
Is he looks, he doesn't, well.
Well, he was like a teenager, almost a teenager by the time when she was born.
Connor Hawke?
Oh, I thought you were talking, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about William.
No. No, but you do bring up a good point that William does not look
that much,
older
than her. Exactly.
But then again, Felicity had glue on her face. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah, because, because William probably is about.
He was like in middle school.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, hold on. Somebody do math, because I'm not going to. Literally, the year is 2040.
Right.
So we know William is 13.
Yeah.
Right?
Ish.
So maybe 14, 13, probably 13. Let's just say William is 13. So,
he's 13.
14, 2019, someone do math. But y'all tell us in the chat, like, how old William should be.
Yeah.
And, because I don't want to bring out I'm not a good host to just bring out my phone and start
excuses.
Talking.
Excuses.
Yeah.
But we should talk about Connor Hawke. Also, okay. Where is JJ?
That's what I said. Well, first of all, I was like, where's the daughter? And they're like, remember, it's not the daughter, it's the son. But where is JJ? That actually was going to be my prediction.
I think he's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You think? I think we're going to see JJ.
You think?
I would love
for him to be a villain.
I think we're going to, which would very much parallel John Diggle's relationship with his brother, if we don't remember from season 3.
So Chris Maley in the chat says, I think Barry and Nora may have effed with Diggle's kid situation. So maybe it's another Barry.
Oh, darn that guy.
But again, it would be for the third time. Second time?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that.
Well, he's adopted. Well, we know that Connor Hawke is adopted. Mm. So I feel like something happened to JJ prior for Diggle and Lila to want to adopt. Unless they're like, hey, let's expand our family. This dude's in jail. His poor kid.
Maybe Connor's father was actually Diggle's brother. Maybe he found out he had a son.
Oh, it's like, no, he's the tiger, the bronze tiger's
bronze tiger.
Son. Because he went into the jail, remember?
Oh, I love the bronze tiger.
I know. Oh, this is what we talked about last week.
Oh, that makes so much more sense now. I wish I'd been on this show. Because I was like, who the hell are these people?
Yeah. Remember we saw him come into the jail cell?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have ages.
Matt. Oh, yay.
So William is in his early 30s and Mia would be 21. Thank you, Black Magic.
Yay.
I mean,
okay, Mia doesn't look 21.
Actually, they look fat.
Really? She looks like 18,
she looks,
19.
Yeah, I was going to give 17.
Oh,
I think she looks like 19, 20, and he looks like he could be in his early 30s, actually.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought he looked like a baby.
No, how old is that actor? Somebody
I thought he was like mid-20s, is what I... I think the most.
I don't know.
Really quick, I do want to talk about Roy. Not that he was like a huge topic of this episode, but it was just nice to see a little bit more of him. Mm-hmm. And they talked about bringing him into the present, coming in upcoming episodes, not to get into prediction territory. But I'm just excited to see more of that particular actor.
Yeah.
I do. That's like him. His Instagram's thirsty, but I still would watch it.
It's so thirsty.
But he's really a good-looking dude. Like, we're going to see some pictures of News and Gossip.
He knows it, but he is.
Yeah.
But
I think out of everyone, they did the best job of aging him.
Yeah. He looks kind of like...
It's like either mangled or glue, and then it's like Roy in the middle, like, kind of okay.
But wait, okay, with Roy, all they did was they added some paint into his hair to make him gray. Like, he's not wearing a wig.
No.
So I'm really confused. Why does Renee have the toupee, and why didn't they just, like... Yeah. Or maybe they did try... His hair is so thick. No, he's got a buzzed head.
His hair's that's super why. Short. You know what? It would have been amazing. Although they have to go back forth, but y'all just said that exactly the same.
Just give him a bald cap.
That was weird.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
In the chat said Roy went off on that cop. Why did he do that? Remember?
Oh,
he like beat
thank
him.
You. Thank you. I was anger management issues much.
It was Ivan. Hi, Ivan.
I don't know. I don't know why he beat him. The one thing that didn't confuse me, but I thought, okay, we're getting a clear picture of like where like these... Like young arrows are going off of like young Avengers using that term or Teen Titans, whatever you want to call them. But we don't kind of know we don't know fully what's going on with all the adults, I feel like, as far as like their motives. Mm-hmm. Like,
I agree.
Dinah's the only one where I feel like, okay, we get her. She like the character of Dinah now makes sense with the police, like, I want to re-need my name. Like, it actually makes sense where she is now. Where's Felicity? We're like, what the heck? Renee? I don't know.
Renee's all over the place.
I am so, really quick though, I want to say I'm so mad at him. I know he did it as a cover, but his speech about, you know, dead or alive, these three are on the run and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really? Dead or alive?
Like, you had to throw that in.
Dead or alive.
And just said, alive, please. Alive.
Right? Alive. And it could have been like 2 million.
Yeah.
But either way, was the speech necessary?
$4 and alive, please.
Yeah. There. Then he would have. They would have killed him. They would have said, "You.
You clearly are not on the right
Olivia
side."
Olivia is easy in a bad life. No. But I agree. I mean, it's just so weird because Renee is so like the vigilantes are like the hope of Star City, and so we need. I need to know why he's. It made such a reverse on that.
Right. Because he was always the one, like, fighting to be that person. Yeah. Like, when everyone else is ready to give up, he's like, no. Like, remember who you are.
And then his reason for coming back, we didn't even say. He just kind of walked back in. He was like,
You were right.
You're right. They're going to do it tonight. Yeah. Damn.
All right.
Wrong again.
Shit.
Mad dog don't know shit.
So he was so much smarter back then.
Yeah. It was just literally like, I thought, really? There wasn't like a big thing of like him like, you know, coming having to say some, you know, like nothing.
Nothing. Can I just give a quick shout out to Cecilia? Please. She says, hi, I'm new, and Mia is 21 in the future. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Welcome.
So excited. Join
Thank
us.
You.
Join
welcome,
the craziness.
Welcome. We love you on our show. Welcome. That's all we know. We should make a welcome song.
We should.
Yeah.
We just had a church moment.
I swear.
I'm hot,
I am so drunk right now on love for y'all.
Okay.
And Ivan. I love him the most.
Okay. All right. Well, God, I feel like we covered, like, for the most part, everything.
It was a very gay DD way to do it. I felt like we were like, pew, pew, over here, over there. But yeah, I think.
But we did. I mean, we
anything
covered
else
the
in
fight,
the chat we
the
didn't
fight
think we
scene.
Got? Oh, man.
At the end.
Yeah.
Like, the nice, the, like, finale of her, them getting the little Rubik's Cube thing.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
The thing, I know she didn't have shoes, and she did have shoes, but the fact that it's kind of in the dark, and you didn't see, it was really, really, I'm assuming James Beard.
Bamford. They said he's I saw in the credits, like, co-producer on this one. Yeah.
He did a great job.
He's moving up on
so whoever did fight, So great episode, but then we see the preview for next week, and I'm like, I was a little disappointed. I was kind of like, oh, we got to go back to this and the sister and da-da-da. And so,
I'm kind of digging the flash forwards, and I kind of wish we could stay in them. I never thought I would say. And, like, just bring Steven Amell to the flash forwards.
I kind of...
And then call it a day. Alone?
I kind of feel
alone
that way.
On this boat?
I do.
I mean...
No, you're like...
But if that's the case, I'd be like, get rid of Renee. I'm sorry.
Well, I think Renee's... Look, y'all. What? We already know they're closing out the season next year. Yeah. There's 10 episodes. They've got to fit that in with, like, Infinite Crisis.
But at the same
time,
this is already...
People are going to start dying.
Right, but this has already been written. Like, we only have, a handful more of episodes before the season finale. So it's not like they're going to go back and be like, hold on, guys, let's rewrite it. Because at this point, they're probably wrapping on shooting, if not have wrapped already. Yeah.
So, I don't think they wrapped yet, but soon.
Okay.
Like in a week or two.
Okay.
But
so
still,
I feel
they could change some stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel I feel like some people are going to die at the end of this season.
Yeah.
But for
maybe.
Sure.
Maybe. That's but that's pretty much
anyway. They got to start killing people off because next season they're done.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get into Archer's Alley since we're starting to talk about the future?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Sorry, I was like, wait a second, Carolina's not here. It's just a little quick bit about how the first comic when we saw the Green Arrow the first time was in More Fun Comics number 73 in November of 1941.
Wow.
So this is when we first saw the Green Arrow. And then Arrow, the TV show, premiered in October of 2012. And this is the first time we saw Arrow on TV. So... I don't know. It was just like a fun little comparison of the first time we saw both of them. And they both premiered in the winter, so it seems like they like to be cold.
Or the fall. Yeah. October.
They like to be cold.
Awesome. So let's get into our news and gossip, shall we?
TV news.
So I know a lot of you probably follow... Oh my goodness.
October's winter.
It gets close to winter.
Not its fall.
It's, wow. November is winter.
It's Halloween.
November is winter. What
We're good. Okay. We're good. We're okay.
I'm gonna
There's a half-naked man on TV.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are wrestling fans, you know who this is. But at the same time, if you follow Stephen Amell, I'm sure you heard about the recent controversy that there was a little bit of a Twitter feud between David Bautista, who has turned an actor, and Stephen Amell.
He's Drax, the Conqueror.
Yes. So Stephen Amell said he met him a little while ago, gave him nothing but praise, thought he was really great, really gracious, etc., etc. So I think he probably would have been a little off-put by this one. I would have been too. But anyway, so... basically, Stephen Amell tweeted that he just found... Wait, is this one? Just landed and found out about at Dave Bautista at Triple H. Really pumped for the match, but also don't want to see a celebrity angle detract from the awesome wrestling card. Well, Dave took that as a blow to him, and he said, considering that celebrity could actually F someone up, and that celebrity is a former 6-time heavyweight champ, and that celebrity is here because he loves it, maybe it just adds to the card. Maybe. And Steven was like, whoa, hey, I went out of my way to introduce myself to you in Atlanta at a convention so I could tell you that I'm a big fan of yours, and I am. You couldn't have been more pleasant. My tweet was meant to poke fun at me. Clearly, wasn't funny. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Dave needs to not take so much HGO.
Yeah. Why I feel like Steven's always getting in trouble on Twitter, though.
Right?
Well, Stephen Amell is blunt, but in that case, I think Stephen was fine. Yeah. Calm down. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so this is just a fun picture of on David Ramsey's Twitter that I picked up, and I think I just did just because I was like, oh, it's... I don't know. I think I just like the fact that Roy was in there. There's probably a better reason for that. But
I think he directed that episode, right, too? I think in that Twitter. Yeah. He's been directing more and more.
Yes. Okay, so going into this next one. So Beth Schwartz has just signed a deal saying that she's going to be writing just a little bit longer with the company. So she's, like, solidified for the next few years with the WB. And I just wanted to let you guys see. Sorry. Formerly the WB, now the CW. It's Warner Brothers, guys. Yeah. So I just wanted to give a shout out to her. And then also, did you guys see last year that John Barrowman was on a TV show, but it's not for the US. That's why I didn't hear about it. But basically, he was on the show. He sprained his ankle. Like, it was a big deal. But just a little quote that he was talking about, because they went into like the rainforest and the jungle and they were out there fending for themselves. And so he says, "You're pooping in a bucket, you're showering in a waterfall, in your underwear, and you're brushing your teeth while someone is going to the bathroom. You have to get over a lot of stuff immediately." And I was like, what show was that? That's sounds crazy. Awful.
It was, I forgot what it is, but, you know, also, too, for people that watch BBC, I knew John Barrowman already from like musical theater, but also from BBC America. If y'all have not watched Torchwood, that is an amazing, amazing, like, really, like, amazing show. And that, I think, was one of the things that made him super famous in Britain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I'm glad you mentioned musical theater, because he's actually going to be going back in concert.
Oh, yes.
So, you can see blah, blah, blah. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. Forgive me. It's the Fabulous Tour, which is going to continue July 3rd in Cardiff, and will also play in dates in Edinburgh, Nottingham, Birmingham, and more. So, if you are in the UK area, go check him out. He said that it's been 30 years since his West End debut in Anything Goes. So, yeah.
And he, man, I want to go to Comic-Con and see his show, his cabaret.
Yes. And look, there he is. He's wearing the outfit that Matt has on his t-shirt. That's why I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I couldn't love you more. Couldn't love you more. He is so, he is what we, I don't want to say it, it's a cuss word, but it's pooping glitter gay, just like me, and I love it.
I just love the fact that he's, okay, he's, first of all, he's fabulous, he's amazing, he's funny, he stands up for what he believes in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would have never known, not that it matters, but I would never have known that he was so fierce and fabulous.
Yeah.
Because when he was like the Dark Archer and Malcolm Miller,
he's a great actor. Because, you know, like, I can never do that role. I kind of sounds like a purse falls out of my mouth, and I get that. I'm not going to change that. That's who I am. But he's a really, really good actor. And also, his husband's really cute. Did y'all see the thing on where he did a Facebook Live like 2 years ago? And he was in the hot tub talking, and his boyfriend didn't know that. And he popped up, and his boyfriend was naked. And he apparently is pretty well endowed. And it was like blew up.
Are you serious?
I think I heard about that.
And he was mortified. He was like, David, it was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, all right.
So these are just fun pictures from Colton Haynes' IG.
Thirsty.
Yeah, but this had to be from a roll.
Oh, I'm drinking it. I'm dehydrated.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
And this one I just thought was really funny, because it just wrapped this amazing shoot, and I couldn't wait to share it with y'all. I've made some incredible gains over the past few days. Honestly, TJF, so I can celebrate. And I'm like, you're so stupid for that. That's hilarious. And then I thought this one was even funnier. If you're listening to the podcast, it's three girls in bathing suits, but photoshopped in under all that weave is Colton, Steven, and David Ramsey. And
it's awesome.
That is hilarious. And I love that he can laugh at himself and do stuff like that. And then this last one is just a shout out that I thought was really cool. If you were listening on the podcast, it is somebody who is a big fan, and Colton gave out a shout out because this person is dressed in the full Arsenal gear. So it says, shout out to @SpiderHazard for doing the best Arsenal cosplay I've ever seen. Thanks for the support and love, buddy. Sending a massive hug. And I just think that's so cool that when you can play something on TV and you inspire people that much, that they look up to you and they want to dress up like you, and especially kids want to be like you. That is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So powerful. And you know, a gift people should be careful with.
And Roy,
now we know how Allie Cullen wants to do with her life.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Roy is returning in episode 20 into the real, not the flash forwards, but into
present day. Okay.
So
all right, here we go.
All right, so that's all we got for news and gossip. Let's get into our predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, if you are brand new, this is your time to give us your predictions in the chat while we say ours. Now, don't forget, we have a slight delay, so that means start typing
now.
So next episode is all about Emiko finding out what's going to happen with her in the, or not in the future, but like Oliver's obviously going to find out that she's not so trustworthy. I still think Oliver's going to be like, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. She's probably really good, or we can make her good.
Yeah.
I mean, Black Star is so freaking awesome. I'm like, really, Emiko? Like, Black Star would kick your butt, Emiko.
And the whole making the bad girl good again, it's like so overplayed.
That's a little overplayed.
We've done it so many times.
Yeah.
I don't think she's becoming good.
This episode was so good that now I don't care about Emiko. Before I was like, oh, Emiko. And now I'm like, no.
Meh, over it.
But that's not a prediction. Sorry. My prediction is JJ. I'm going to stick with that prediction.
Okay,
we are going to see JJ Diggle.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
My prediction is I got to think of one.
Well, I'm just going to piggyback on that. And we started saying earlier, I predict that JJ is going to have gone rogue. When we do see him, he's no longer a nice guy. And I also predict that we are going to get a spinoff. Even if it's not 2040, like Star City 2040, I think that there's so much room. And I think this episode is probably going to get so much amazing feedback that it's going to make producers be like, should we do a Black Star show? Well, and it's going to be yes.
Yes.
Well, DC is literally starting an online network. Yeah. So they're still...
They have
Teen Titans. No, they have. It's already up. It's Titans. They're airing episodes of Young Justice on there, like the animated. So
it's already happening.
I think that... Isn't the Birds of Prey going in there? Probably, I think it's a streaming. Yeah. So it could go into that.
Okay, my prediction is we don't see Stephen Amell in the future. I think he's already dead.
Okay.
So there are a lot of predictions from you guys. Puddle Pirate says, I predict that we will see how and why Diggle adopts Connor.
Okay.
Matt Shamalo says, I predict Felicity's invention in present day is going to be the demise of Ollie, and she's trying to save the city to redeem herself.
I agree.
Billie Jean Girl, I predict that Oliver is going to have a hard time believing Laurel. That Amico.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
That Amico is not so good.
Yes.
Okay.
Blob, I predict that Renee is going to split with Team Arrow and get bitter towards Vigilantes because of Amico. Okay. And that's why he's bad now.
Okay.
Okay.
Ivan Soto, Oliver and Laurel will finally have many scenes together.
Okay.
That's all I have.
I love
I predict that Renee is going to get some from Amico.
Yeah.
And that's why he's going to be so strong that he can't buy into the whole she's a bad girl.
Somebody needs to have sex on the show, y'all. It's been a while.
Right?
All we had was that one good Felicity and Oliver.
Mm. No one else. Yeah, nobody else. Yeah. No.
I'm telling you, it's Oliver and Diggle's time.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, we had an amazing time with you. Thank you so much if you joined us live. If you were not able to, no big. We totally get it. So you can leave comments below. You can find us again on social media, please. And we can start a conversation there. So find me at yours truly, AliKona _ in between. I'm mainly on Instagram. You can tweet me. Include me. I'll try to find you. But find me on Instagram. And then also follow these great guys.
Yeah, I'm at Olivia DiBertoli. I had so much fun. Yeah, I'll be in the chat the rest of the night and in the comments.
She's so good at that.
You can find me. I'm Matt Marr, 2TCR. You can find me at I'm Easy at the Matt Marr, 2Ts, 2Rs. We love you guys.
Yes. You guys. We'll see you next week. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.